Hello.
Hi, Joel. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I can get to it, I can. I just have not had time.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a heads up that the account will cancel today, which means the ActionElectricLLC.net is going to be deactivated. So if you want to keep that site, just call us as soon as possible. We'll
is
lose
that
the call
only thing I'm paying through for you guys is the website?
No. You have the first page placement on Google and Bing. You have the directories, the mobile optimization, meaning that you come up from the iPhone,
gotcha,
the Android.
I don't think I've even got a call from this place through you guys, to be honest with you, which is why I've kind of been a little hesitant and just not the first priority.
I see
like insights and it says how many people viewed my page, but like, to be honest, I never get anything from my website. I never get phone calls. I never get any calls from Google. You know what I'm saying? I do all my quotes I do have been word of mouth, honestly, probably since I started. You guys, I've maybe gotten one call, to be honest.
I see. So I know you've been receiving the notifications, but there's been a very important piece of the puzzle that hasn't been completed on your end. Google
was activation, but I had it activated before at my previous address at my 2311 for a while, and I still didn't get anything there, which is the whole reason of why I just didn't even take the time to verify it at this last address, because I was just like, didn't do nothing for me.
But if that's the case, it's almost like you're throwing money down the toilet. It's kind of like if
pretty
somebody
much, you know,
hired
only
you.
Been $150. That's why
right.
It hasn't been too much of a priority. But now that I'm actually able to see and I'm actually going to other points of marketing and stuff, and I've been getting a lot of other results just doing word of mouth, I've kind of noticed that other $150 has kind of been going nowhere.
One thing I'll tell you, Joel, is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is without that video verification being completed, it's, you know, it can't get published and we can't help you capture it. It's kind of like if somebody, you know, hired you to do some electrical work and they were in a gated community and every time you went, you couldn't get in, you know, and eventually, you know, you'd say, we can't, our hands are tied. We can't, you know, come and do your electrical work if you don't let us in. So that's the problem. I don't see that you have a verified Google listing currently, even under a different address. And that's probably
I changed it.
Yeah, so, you know, what
other than
happened?
Honestly, if you can, are you able to email, or I could probably access my dashboard. I'll probably go on my dashboard, and I'll go back, and I'll see if this is, you know, benefiting me to the point to where I'm going to continue to pay the $149. And I'll do that today. I'll jump online before it cancels and see if I don't renew it. But other than that, I'm just not too sure. I don't have time to keep up with it just because, you know, it's not doing enough for me. Nor did it do enough for me when I was verified, you know what I'm saying? I was verified at 2311 Hartford for a while, and I came up on Google as well, so, and then I moved, and I never re-verified at my new address with you guys.
Yeah, that's what's happening behind the scenes, just so that you know, is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Phoenix and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid address there, right? So when Google offers that video verification, it's actually a very good thing that they offer it because it's a simple process. It's not like a Zoom call where you're actually on a live video verification with someone at Google. You just simply go on there and you submit a couple of things to show that you're a valid business. You know, they might ask for a business license or insurance or a picture of your work truck with tools or anything like that. And then once they see that, they're like, okay, this is a real business and we can publish him, right? So at the end of the day, it's a good step that they're doing that because ultimately it protects you, right? But unless that's completed on your end, there's not much that we can do, you know? I don't know if you received a prior notification, but you possibly, if you don't have time to do the video verification or if you just don't want to deal with it anymore, and let's say, you know, you want to just do word of mouth, there's a way to cancel the program and have you just keep the website and pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So,
gotcha.
You know.
As well as for the, what was I going to say?
Have you seen the site we built, actionelectricllc.net?
Yeah, I've been on there.
Okay.
I have a barcode out on my, our QR code out on my cards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's probably something you would want to keep either
See,
way.
That's the same thing, too, because I have my website QR code out on my card.
Mm-hmm.
And I give my card to every one of my customers, and even my customers I do install.
Mm-hmm.
No one takes the time to look at anybody's website.
Well,
I don't even think I've had one word-of-mouth customer go on my card and scan my barcode to look at my website. Just because I've already been there in person, they know me. Very small business. I'm the owner. I do all my own work, too.
Typically, an existing client probably won't go to your website. It's you more probably applicable for new clients. So I'll give you an example. I had a client call me recently that said, you know, Tina, there's a lead coming through my site, but I can't open it. Can you help me read it? I said, okay. So when I went in there, it was someone that said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said that is the strangest thing because that person, I remember bidding on it, it didn't come to me through Google. I guess he was using like a separate lead service. He's like, you know, I actually got that through this lead service. And I told him, well, guess what happened after you went out there and you bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and, you know, solid things, you know, showing about his business being valid, it actually solidified him in getting that job, you know. And even, you know, being that it's 2024, bare minimum, you'd need a website anyway. Because once we lose this, let's say, you know, down the road you want to build a new site, you might not even get actionelectricllc.net. You might just get, like, electricianphoenix.net or something. You know, so if it's important for you to, you know, keep your business name, I recommend at least doing the hosting until you have time to do that video verification. But I can tell you once that video verification goes through, you're going to see an explosion of results. Because just with what's taking place in Phoenix right now as to what's trending, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, oh, finish that up and you'll get 1,812 new clients flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business.
Gotcha. So as well, do you guys do any sort of like virtual mailing address through Google or anything?
No, they reject the virtual addresses, and here's why, is that any big corporation that wants to come into Phoenix and kind of steal business, the only way they can get on the first page is by doing the Google pay-per-click ads if they're not in the area. And Google does that for a reason, because they make, you know, millions and millions of dollars, you know, running pay-per-click ads for those big corporations. So, you know, if they, you know, say a big corporation wasn't local, but they wanted to be on the first page, Google rejects the PNB addresses or the virtual addresses, because anyone can come from outside the area and get, you know, a PO box or a mailbox, you know, and not even have a business in the area. So that's why they protect it. It has to be a physical address.
Right now, I'm in the middle of moving, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, are you still going to be taking on clients in Phoenix, though, or are you going to, like, a different demographic?
No, I'm staying in Phoenix. Just my lease at my current house is up, and I'm a small business, so whatever wherever I rent is my place of business. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a shop.
Oh, don't worry about that, Ben, because what Google does for a home-based business is they will hide the address once it's verified. So you'll still show as Action Electric LLC in Phoenix. The actual street address is going to be blocked out. So if you're still going to be there and it's just that your lease is up, then you're golden because you'll still be verified in Phoenix once this video verification gets done.
Okay. So, I mean, I could use my old address just to get verified because right now I currently don't live there, but I'm staying out of a resort right now because I'm in between getting to a house. So I'm at like a temporary address. I'll be there for the next like two or three weeks till I'm getting into my new house.
Okay. So what address does it show on like your business verification, like your documents? Does it show that old address?
To be honest, I haven't been on there in so long. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't think it would matter because what Google does on a live video verification, if it's a home address, is they just ask, they get on like a live call with you and they ask that you get on the call and show your documents and that you're somewhere within the Phoenix area. They know that by your GPS location. So they don't actually say if it's a home-based business that you have to be there at your home or at the address where the business is registered to. They just want to know that it is a physical address, not like a, you know, one of those boxes that people set up just to kind of try to get verified, you know, behind the scenes.
Gotcha.
So, but the video verification that they were asking of you, it was not the live one. It was just the one where you go on and you submit a couple of documents. So I think there's like seven different things on that list, like, you know, a business license or insurance or a work truck with pictures, or even if you don't have that, you could do an invoice with a business address on it. And then once you submit that, we go on and do the video verification with Google for you. And so, yeah, it's a simple process. And, you know, if you follow the instructions on that link, you could probably get it done in like 5 or 10 minutes, you know? So.
Okay. Well, I'm right in the middle. I'm just now starting an install. Let me get done for the day and I'll see if anything. I'll probably renew it, but we'll see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. And then, you know, in the event that it does cancel,
I mean,
that
you've been super helpful, so don't.
Oh, thank you, Joel.
You know, so. You know,
no,
one
I understand.
Me possibly keeping it, but
yeah. Well, that's why I said, you know, if you can't do the video verification, then don't waste your money because there's not much we can do until that's done, right? But if you can do it, then it's absolutely going to be very beneficial for your business, you know, based on what's trending. So, you know, and I know life happens as a business owner and, you know, you don't really want to drop everything and have to deal with that. But if it's something that's simple enough and you can get it done in 5 or 10 minutes, you know, definitely get it done. And then, you know, it will help you on this end. Now, you wanted me to resend you the login. I'll tell you that when you log in, all it's going to say is your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. It's not going to give you, you know, much information. But the password on there is blank, which means you set it to something on your end. So if you think
that's fine. I'll get in there and if I need to renew it, I'll, you know, because I've been getting a little slow lately. So we'll see. We'll try some new methods.
Yeah, it's going to help you tremendously because either way, once you get that verified Google listing, that will always stick with your business. So down the road, if you ever cancel, bare minimum, at least you'll have that and, you know, we'll help you get
some five-star results. Yeah, I wish I would have knew that because I probably could have called in and just had you guys keep that and just change it to a home business and then probably not had to re-verify anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes that's tricky because sometimes people go to their Google page and they go in and they change the address on their end. And then
that's what I did.
Yep, that throws a red flag with Google and then all of a sudden that whole process starts over. So what address is the one that you changed it to and which one are we supposed to be using? Because I have the 2210 West Michelle Drive.
That's the old address? That's what we should be using.
Okay.
And then the old one was 2311 that it was changed from.
Oh, was it still Michelle Drive or no?
No, it's still Michelle Drive right now.
Okay. But the old address was 2311, right?
Yeah, Hartford Avenue.
Hartford Avenue. Still in Phoenix?
Yes, I'm still in
Phoenix. Okay. So, okay, and then I'll put changed to Michelle Avenue address. And then I'll put hide address once verified. So in the event that you know, you have to go back and use the Hartford Avenue one, then at least it's going to be hidden anyway. So let me just see here.
No problem.
Okay, let me see. I was talking to him, the verification document, and he said the
government is paying. My phone is starting to break up right now.
Oh.
I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I'll call you later.
Okay, I was going to say, I will get home and try to do that. I hear every other word right now. I will give you an email back, okay, Tina?
Excellent. Okay, sound perfect. And then
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?